This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Monday's unanimous Supreme Court opinion now instructs lower courts to protect the Little Sisters of the Poor. The sisters who care for the poor, elderly, and infirm will get the same exemption as some major corporations and will not be paying for contraceptives. Such a ruling is regarded as a harsh rebuke of lower courts and a deep wound to White House credibility in the case. White House actions overtly hostile to pro-lifers or those who rely on freedom of conscience come in both a $5 million grant sending Planned Parenthood to public school students as young as age 5, and coercively doctors and hospitals avoiding abortion for even medical reasons are now not eligible for federal grants. Internet giant Facebook is losing credibility over its defense of naturally trending news. Those in the know are managing to be heard and offering clear examples how Facebook manipulates news as trends, essentially regulating the popularity of stories by changing them. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps you have figured out that it is time to pray for our culture. Three very simple steps. Act like a Bible character and, perhaps like Hannah, lay your complaint out to the Lord. Then ask God what He thinks. Ask Him to respond. Lastly, offer your heart and ask God to make you willing to do your part to make a culture of life. Cecile Richards let her guard down again, showing perhaps her thinking mechanisms. Richards lets her eugenic ideals loose, saying, "Abortion is essential to our country's success, as more women are getting college educations because of abortion." That is eugenic thinking. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.